FM.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Special report, the Northeast primaries. I'm Elliot Francis. Big victories for both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in Tuesday's primaries as the path to the conventions narrowed significantly. Diane Gallagher reports.
As expected, Donald Trump dominated with a clean sweep in all five states. Clinton delivered big wins in Maryland, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Connecticut.
With your help, we're going to come back to Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. With the most votes and the most pledged delegates.
Now, Bernie Sanders came out on top in Rhode Island. The Vermont senator, along with Republicans Ted Cruz and John Kasich, will likely spend much of their time focusing on the future, where forecasts are a bit friendlier. I'm Diane Gallagher.
Donald Trump's run Tuesday caused him to make this declaration.
Look, I started off with 17. I'm down now. I'm winning it. It's over. As far as I'm concerned, it's over. These two guys cannot win. There's no path.
Trump says he's the presumptive GOP nominee. I'm Elliot Francis. Later today, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in the case of a former Republican governor who's hoping to have his corruption conviction overturned. Correspondent John Stolness has a preview.
The justices will hear the case of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who has already been convicted of accepting more than $165,000 in gifts and loans from a wealthy benefactor. At issue will be just how far politicians can go in doing favors for people who give them money. McDonnell says his actions never crossed a line when he helped Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams and his dietary supplement company. Solicitor General Don Varelli says there was a "you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours" agreement between McDonnell and Williams. John Stolness, Washington.
Investigators have recovered the missing data recorder from the El Faro, the U.S. cargo ship that sank off the Bahamas last October. All 33 on board died. The 790-foot vessel lost propulsion, traveling between Jacksonville and San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There's a big water main break in Bethesda this morning, and it means you cannot get past Cedar Lane on southbound Rockville Pike at this hour. Northbound lanes of Rockville Pike are getting by, but again, you cannot get past Cedar Lane on southbound Rockville Pike. Repairs are likely to take most of the day. We'll have more from Jamie just ahead. The presidential contest wasn't the only hot race that brought out voters in the Maryland primary. It was also the contentious Democratic contest for U.S. Senate. And it didn't turn out to be nearly as close as a lot of polls had pegged it. Chris Van Hollen came away with a decisive win over Donna Edwards.
It was a race that exposed some big rifts in the Democratic Party, but Congressman Chris Van Hollen's pushing for unity, saying his opponent is
a strong advocate for Democratic Party values and priorities.
He got the biggest cheer of the night when he raised the possibility of a Democratic Senate majority.
We're going to say goodbye to Mitch McConnell.
Identity politics is nothing new, and we shouldn't make it especially for the African Americans.
Congressman Steny Hoyer, the former House Majority Leader, says Van Hollen's a champion for blacks no matter his skin color.
It would be an asset to our state. It'd be an asset to the country.
At Van Hollen headquarters in Bethesda, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland State Delegate Kathy Shalega won the Republican Senate nomination.
Just really humbled and honored to be selected by the voters in the great state of Maryland. Going to be working hard for citizens across our great state as we move towards the general election in November.
And in another hard-fought and expensive race, State Senator Jamie Raskin has won the Democratic primary to succeed Chris Van Hollen in the 8th Congressional District.
Jamie Raskin prevailed in what has been the most expensive House primary race this cycle. Candidate David Tron personally spent more than $12 million on the contest. That's more than anyone has ever spent on a self-funded House campaign. Trone owns 150 Total Wine and More stores in 21 states. Former local television news anchor Kathleen Matthews, the wife of Hardball host Chris Matthews, also was in the race. She came in third. On the Republican side, Dan Cox beat Jeffrey Jones. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,990, the NASDAQ at 4,888. Sports, the Nets fall to the Phillies, the Orioles lose to the Rays. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date, and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, let's start in Bethesda with this water main break on 355 southbound. That's going to be inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane.
You're going to have to make a case to
And if you typically take 355, you know that area. They've been doing the road work there for quite some time. Now, I've been watching the cameras, and about 30 seconds ago, they started to release traffic in the left lane. So I'm watching that closely for you. Southbound had been blocked. This water main break happened just before 1 this morning. So southbound 355, it looks like they might be letting the left lane getting by. Northbound lanes are open. Keep you posted on all the details there. More going on. Let's go Virginia 395. It was the overnight milling and paving project, and they haven't quite wrapped up everything, just like yesterday. So expect delays here as you come off the Beltway past Edsel Road, Duke Street, narrowed down to one left lane. No problems beyond. Good across the bridges into town over the 14th Street Bridge. Key Bridge looks good. 11th Street and Douglas Bridge with lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds with us. Cooler temperatures now. Boundaries sinking south. The clouds will stick with us with mild weather this morning, but really relatively cool for this time of year for the daytime high, because it's probably going to occur this morning. As it'll be in the low 60s, probably stay in the 60s all day. Cloudy tonight, mid-50s. Occasional rain showers, mid-60s for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Burke, 59 in Rockville, 62 degrees in Washington. An outbreak of the mumps is spreading so fast that Harvard officials worry graduation may be affected. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yes, we're up, we're around, we're caffeinated. I hope you can join us and try to catch up, because we're full of energy this morning. We're that kind of person that you just want to say, would you please just calm down a little bit?
Am I freaking you out?
No. At 6:35 this morning, David Matorska with the Daily Mail will talk about the outcome of the elections. 7:35, KT McFarland will talk about Maryland politics at 8:05 with Todd Eberle. He's a Maryland political analyst. And then we'll talk about this interesting lawsuit that's been filed in the Commonwealth of Virginia by a person who runs a gun shop, says he was harassed by elected officials. It's all coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yesterday, the big Northeast Corridor primary, the I-95, the Acela, whatever you want to call it, they're done. And for the presidential races, it sort of finished the way all the polls suspected. And now we're going to give you all the details. Brian Wilson is going to give you a full breakdown in just a moment of all the primary results, especially here in Maryland. Congress, Senate, all that stuff. So just keep it here for a second. But we want to start the thing with a question here. Whose responsibility is it, in the presidential level, to unite the party? These parties, Democrat and Republicans, need to be united. So whose responsibility is it? The winner of the primary process and the nominee, or the loser? Bernie Sanders thinks the winner.
We're not a movement where I can snap my fingers and say to you or to anybody else what you should do. Because you won't listen to me. You shouldn't.
He went on to say of Hillary Clinton,
it is incumbent upon Secretary Clinton to reach out not only to my supporters, but to all of the American people with an agenda that they believe will represent the interest of working families, lower income people, the middle class.
And Hillary Clinton, for her part, says, hey, back in 08, I supported Barack Obama unconditionally.
That is certainly what I did, and I hope that we will see the same this year.
So it's already getting ugly over on that side. So what do you think? Whose responsibility is it to unite the party? 888-630-9625. Let's focus on the Republicans as well. Should Donald Trump be the man who is it incumbent on him to figure out a way to unite the party? Even though he's the guy who got all the votes, or is it incumbent on the people who have come in 2nd, 3rd, 4th through 17th? And should they be the ones to throw their support to Donald Trump? 888-630-WMAL. We had Ted Cruz on yesterday, senator from Texas, running for president on Washington's Drive at 5. I asked him, I said, listen, if you become the nominee, you're going to face the fact that you were the nominee without getting the majority of the votes during this process. How will you unify the party? Make your case.
We have to unify the party if we're going to win. At this point, nobody is going to get 1,237 delegates. We are headed to a contested convention. What that means is we're going to go into Cleveland. I'm going to have a ton of delegates. Donald Trump is going to have a ton of delegates. And it's going to be a battle to see who can earn the support of a majority of the delegates elected by the people. And the case that I would make is the issues that have animated the Donald Trump supporters have been illegal immigration and bringing jobs back to America. Those two issues are at the heart of my campaign. On illegal immigration, I've been leading the fight against amnesty. Indeed, in 2013, when the Gang of Eight amnesty push happened, I led the fight against amnesty, much to the consternation of much of the Washington establishment. And we defeated amnesty in Congress in 2013. What was Donald Trump doing at the time? He was funding the Gang of Eight. He had given $50,000 to five members of the Gang of Eight who were pushing for amnesty. And so the issues that the Trump supporters care about, illegal immigration and bringing jobs back to America, those will be the priorities of a Cruz administration. We will secure the border. We will stop illegal immigration. We will end sanctuary cities, and I will cut off federal taxpayer dollars to any jurisdiction that defies our immigration laws. And we'll end welfare benefits for those here illegally. And all of those are going to focus on reducing the burdens on small businesses so we bring jobs back from China, we bring jobs back from Mexico, we bring manufacturing jobs back, not by bullying, not by attacking the companies, but by reducing the taxes and the regulations. And this is my final point. Ronald Reagan and JFK before him both understood that when you reduce taxes and lift regulations on small businesses, the result is millions and millions of new high-paying jobs. I intend to follow the path blazed by Reagan and JFK. We're going to lift the burdens on small businesses. We're going to lower your taxes, and that is going to bring jobs back to America and raise wages for everyone.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on the issues.
There you go.
So that's Ted Cruz's answer to people who aren't supporting him. Listen, you like Donald Trump? I'm the guy who can actually get what Donald Trump says he wants to do. I can get it done. You don't like illegal immigration? I'm going to get it done. You don't like China stealing our business, our work? We're going to get it done, and here's how I'll do it. All right. The bigger question here, love your reaction to that, by the way, but the bigger question is, whose responsibility is it to unite the party? The winner or the losers? 888-630-WML. Brian, a busy day yesterday in the primaries.
Yeah, well, we're waiting on your calls. Let me just run through in case you went to bed early last night. You don't know how the outcome of all these races turned out. Let me give you the rundown. It was a good night for Donald Trump across the board. He won Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. He now has accumulated 950 delegates. Hillary Clinton won all but Rhode Island. Bernie Sanders won there, and so she continues on her path to be secure the Democratic nomination. Now, there were some interesting congressional Senate races, and I have all that as well. In the Maryland Senate race, to replace Barbara Mikulski, the Democratic nominee will be Chris Van Hollen. He defeated Donna Edwards, and Donna Edwards was not very happy about it. And Chris Van Hollen will face Maryland delegate Kathy Salega in November. In congressional races of note, I got to tell you, this was the stunner of the night for me. I didn't see this coming. Congressional District Number 8, State Senator Jamie Raskin defeated both millionaire David Trone and former anchorwoman Kathleen Matthews to secure the Democratic nomination for the 8th Congressional District, and will face Republican David Cox in November. So that was a surprise because, I mean, Trone threw a lot of money at it. Kathleen Matthews had a lot of high-level support and a lot of money in the race. But it was Raskin, the state senator, who won the nomination on the Democratic side. In the congressional district number four, former Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown beat Glenn Ivey, the PG state's attorney, and will face George McDermott. I just have to say, though, in that particular district, Democrats outnumber Republicans 4-1. So you probably will have a tough fight for George McDermott, a longtime Republican activist over there. And that's sort of the big key races last night. But again, a very big night for Donald Trump, pulling down a lot of delegates. And the question is, what happens in Indiana? What happens in California? Donald says that it's over, but it's not over.
Not quite yet. And Brian, as we've discussed, whoever does win, they're on either side, they're going to face a divided party in the Democrats and the Republicans. Right. How do you unify that party? Because you got to start thinking about it now as we start making our way toward the end of this process. 888-630-WMAL, your reactions to those results in a moment, too. It's 515 WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, the one woman who can unify any party. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid
she
carpet cleaning.
She tries to unify the traffic every morning.
Traffic center.
Together, everybody. All right, and yes, absolutely. The what I'm really watching right now is this water main activity in Bethesda, southbound 355 inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane. Now, it had been closed since just before 1 this morning. Again, the activity in the same location as they've been dealing with this so long here. Southbound 355, Cedar Lane. They now have the left lane getting by. So it's not great news, but it's better news because you can get through. So expect delays here later on in the rush hour. Alternates might be old Georgetown Road for you if you're heading in through town in that direction. Northbound side of 355, lanes are open at Cedar Lane, the scene of the water main break. Now, let's go Virginia, and I'm so happy to look at these cameras and talk to crews that have been working overnight doing the milling and paving. Looks like they're just about wrapped up. 395 as you come off the Beltway. I'm not seeing any backups anymore. Heading toward Landmark. Looks like all the cones are just about picked up from that construction project. Yay! So some good news. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day today, high in the low to mid-60s, but it's definitely cooling down from the really warm weather we've had from the last couple of days. Tonight, cloudy near 55 degrees, and then tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain showers, but no thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow at this time. Tomorrow's high 64 degrees. Right now it's 63 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
I said I am supporting Senator Obama because no matter what our differences might be, they pale in comparison to the differences between us and the Republicans.
Hillary Clinton making the case that it's incumbent on Bernie Sanders to step up like she did in 2008 and support her as she gets the nomination to unify the party. She's kind of rewriting history there in 2008, isn't she, Brian? Didn't she make a deal with Barack Obama that he would pay off her campaign debt and make her Secretary of State? And
we never really got that officially confirmed, but it sure seemed to be that was the case.
By the way, she's no Barack Obama. Mm. That's the other thing. I mean, Barack Obama was sort of in a different position and a different kind of candidate back then, and it made sense that everyone would rally behind him for the Democrats. She's not engendering that kind of support in this process. What do you think, 888-630-WMAL?
By the way, she also had to maintain her reputation going forward because she knew she would run again.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders probably not going to run again.
Yeah, he's standing on principle, and they still don't get it over there in Team Clinton that it's not about Bernie Sanders as a personality or as some alternate. They actually believe the stuff that he says, these followers.
Which is frightening on a whole different level.
Yeah, but it's demeaning to those supporters, though, to just suggest, drop everything and throw your support to me. What has she done to earn it? She's the antithesis of what they believe in. We want your reaction also to yesterday's primary results, and we'll get to your calls in a moment, Ray. But Ray and Belchville, stay right there. But Brian, you mentioned this Kathleen Matthews race to replace Chris Van Hollen in the House.
I got to say, Kathy Matthews finishes third.
Third.
Right? David Trone finishes second. Between the two of them, they spent something like $20 million,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think Trone spent, like, I've seen numbers between $8 and $12 million of his own money.
Jamie Raskin, a regular guest here on Mornings on the Mall, he comes on and makes his case for the liberal positions that he believes in, and we go around with him. I got to say, I owe an apology to the Democrats in that congressional district. It's 8, right? Is that 8?
Yeah, it's the 8th congressional district.
Because I was mocking them. I said, "Oh, you Democrats, you're the most liberal Democrats probably this side of San Francisco." And Jamie Raskin has been there in Annapolis. He's been, you know, doing your job, pushing all of these crazy, loony, left-wing ideas. Every single one of them, Jamie Raskin's got his name on them. He's doing exactly what you wanted him to do, and now you're going to reject him for Kathleen Matthews because she's the wife of a famous guy. And they didn't. They actually voted their principal, and they voted for the guy who's been doing the job. I'm impressed with that.
I think it also speaks to the point that this is a guy who has run as a state senator, has a pretty good, apparently, political machine in the county, and the organization, and having an organization on the ground, an existing organization, that it really comes more important than having money to run campaign commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people out and having a machine on the ground probably worked to his advantage.
Certainly down ticket. I think when you're running for president, all the other stuff is probably more important. Mm. Hey, Ray in Beltsville, what about yesterday's primary in Maryland? Yeah. And also this question of whose responsibility is it to unite the party?
Hey, good morning. To your question, I think it's the nominee. I think it's his responsibility to unite the party. Hopefully it'd be Cruz. If it's Trump, that's great also. But it's going to be up to them. Say, would you, go with me? Because otherwise, you're going to have 4 more years of Obama light.
Yeah.
And you really want that? I had a little bit of a voter irregularity yesterday when I voted in Maryland.
What do you got?
I walked to my polling place, got the ballot, voted, went over to the machine to a young man took my vote to put took my ballot to verify, put in the machine, verify. The guy was wearing a Black Lives Matter T-shirt.
Huh.
I looked at him and said, really? He said, would you like a sticker that says I voted? I said, no, thank you. Went home, called the Maryland State Board of Elections, didn't get any answer, any response from them. Called the Prince George County Board of Elections. This is about 3:15 when I called. About 6 o'clock, I finally got a call back from somebody. They said they got a complaint earlier. And I said, well, it's probably me. And, called the polling place, had the gentleman take the remove the shirt.
I wonder, Ray, if that is technically electioneering.
Since I don't think it is.
Since it's not supporting any specific candidate. I mean,
a cause.
Yeah, it's a cause. It's sad, but it's like, if somebody had a T-shirt that said, God bless America. I'm not comparing the message God bless America with Black Lives Matter, but, that technically is not electioneering since it's not partisan. More of your calls in a moment, and this question, whose responsibility is it to unite the party?
It's 522.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team. Debbie, tell us how your exclusive buyers-in-waiting system works for anyone wanting to sell their home.
It's easy. Call us and we will sit down with you and put your address into our exclusive system and show you in lifetime our hot and ready home buyers ready to see your home and possibly want to buy your home now.
Well, that's easy. I understand you have over 5,500 ready home buyers in your database looking for a home in the area right now.
That's one of the reasons why we are able to get our sellers $30,000 more and sell 3 times faster than the average agent. We already have the buyers.
So that's why you continue to be ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, and we will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, we will buy it for a price we agree upon. Give me a call and let me help you get the most money and start packing.
Get Debbie and Sarah Reynolds and their hot home buyers working for you. If you want results, then call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at Inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 5:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And on 3:55, let's take you through Bethesda water main break activity. Narrows us down to one lane. So southbound 355 at Cedar Lane inside the Beltway as you approach NIH. Stay to the left to get by. Right now, this early hour, no delay, but as the rush hour intensifies, sure to pick up that volume. Alternates could be Old Georgetown Road, Connecticut Avenue, heading you through town. Around the Beltway, good. Maryland, Virginia, no problems reported. 270, off to a good start. Just heading south toward Route 80 and 109, seeing the normal stop and go. 95, Virginia, northbound. Looks like we have a tie up here to get you past. Looks like in a quiet just north of 610. Had an incident there trying to move to the shoulder. 395 with lanes open. Good. Off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. And then watch on the DC 295 southbound just after and as you approach Benning Road. Cruiser responding to an incident there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures on the way. If anything, temperatures fall a little bit, and we hold. If we're in the low 60s this morning, we'll probably stay there throughout the day with a cloudy sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
63 degrees right now at 5:26. Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, we're talking about yesterday's primary. You know, if you notice, the media sort of dubbed this, you know, we've had how many Super Tuesdays to this point, right? This would have been the fifth. So they decided to call this one they named it after the Amtrak train.
Yeah, because this is where all the Amtrak trains run, is through the Northeast Corridor.
And that one special one, if you pay a little more, the elite one, what do they call it?
The Acela.
The Acela, yeah. That's what they call it, the Acela train, right? So they called it the Acela. See, I find that kind of elitist. I think they should have called it the I-95 because most of us just take the car, you know? So they called it the Acela primary. And you know how local news stations pick this stuff up, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they picked this up a little wrong. Listen to this montage.
And they're called the Acela primary. But what does that mean?
For what's billed as the Acela primary.
For what's billed as Acela? Is that how you say it?
For what's billed as the Acela primary.
The Acela primary. The Acela primary.
The accelerated primary.
Is it Acela train, Melissa?
Yes.
Acela train.
What some are calling the Acela primary.
The Acela primaries.
What some are calling the Acela primary. Okay, anyway.
Acela, Amtrak primary. It's been called a lot of different things.
It's called a lot of different things and we just can't pronounce it. It is sad that they write these scripts and just send them out all around the country and people have no idea what they're saying.
They have no idea what they're saying.
Well, whatever you call it, it was definitely a sweep for Trump and Clinton. It's 5:28 WMAL. Coming up, we ask the burning question about happiness versus education.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Shari's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 300. That's berries.com, special code 300.
Shipping charges not included. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
How well do you know your doctor's medical record?
It's like a big secret.
Seven on Your Side iTeam investigator Josie Sturman reveals why so many malpractice suits remain hidden from you.
How many deaths do you think it should take before the board takes action?
Find out who's blocking you from the truth.
You put your life in that doctor's hand.
And why some doctors aren't disciplined if they get sued. Do No Harm, Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Coming up after the news on WMAL, if you're so smart and have such a great education, why are you so unhappy? That's the question, and there's a doctor who has an answer. Coming up right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A big water main break overnight in Bethesda. It's on Rockville Pike at Cedar Lane. The southbound lanes of Rockville Pike were all closed for several hours. Now one lane is getting through. Lynn Riggins is with the WSSC.
You know, as quickly as we work, it'll still probably be most of the day to make the repairs. And this is a road maintained by State Highway, so they have to determine what they're comfortable with in terms of restoration before it can be fully open.
So we'll have more from Jamie just ahead. The Democratic and Republican frontrunners are increasingly now talking as though they are now the only two people in the race for the White House.
After his sweep of Tuesday's Republican primaries, Donald Trump got people talking with his victory speech. He accused Democratic rival Hillary Clinton of playing the woman card. He said no one would vote for her if she were a man. Clinton, however, fresh from her own four primary wins, seems to be ready for the fight Trump wants to have.
Now, the other day, Mr. Trump accused me of playing the, quote, woman card. Well, if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Chris Van Hollen won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. Kathy Shalega won the Republican nomination. Jamie Raskin won the Democratic primary to succeed Van Hollen in Congress. Businessman David Trone finished second. Former TV news anchor Kathleen Matthews third. Former Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown won the Democratic nomination to run for Donna Edwards' House seat. Brown will face Republican George McDermott in November. And the U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in the appeal of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, who's asking the High Court to overturn his corruption conviction and sentence. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,990, the NASDAQ at 4,888. Sports, Max Scherzer didn't have his best stuff as the Nationals lose to the Phillies. The O's lose in Tampa Bay, and the Wizards introduce new head coach Scott Brooks today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
We all know that spring showers bring spring flowers, right? But do those spring showers also make you regret not cleaning out your gutters? The last good rain we got, did you hear that familiar sound of water lapping over the gutter and splatting on the ground outside your window? That actually might be the sound of your home's foundation being damaged or the soil being eroded. One call to LeafGuard and you'll never even have to think about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system. It's perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves and debris outside. LeafGuard gutters do not clog. If they ever do, you can rest assured they'll come out and fix the problem. They carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. No more climbing a ladder. No more reaching your hand into that unspeakable black muck and stinky stuff. This month, get $75 off labor and a $200 Visa card with a qualifying purchase. Call today for your complimentary gutter inspection and estimate, 703-822-5533. That's 703-822-5533. Find out more at guttersmaryland.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's head you through Bethesda on southbound 355 inside the Beltway. Crews dealing with the water main break at Cedar Lane. They are allowing one left lane to get by. Northbound, all of your lanes are open. Right now, no delay, but as the rush hour intensifies, thinking about options to get you in through town, you might want to try Old Georgetown Road or Connecticut Avenue, but I'll let you know about the delays and any additional openings that they may have. No problems around the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring, and in fact, Maryland, Virginia Beltway checks out fine. Not checking out fine heading through town. Just got off the phone with DDOT. They're dealing with a three-car crash. DC 295 southbound right as you come up to Benning Road. Watch for their direction. I'm seeing delays just as you merge off of 50 to get south on 295. Watch for those delays growing for sure. On 395, lanes are open, leaving the Beltway past Landmark. These making the trip on northbound 95, just north of 610 in Aquia, crash on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Tricky temperature forecast, clouds in, temperatures cooling off now, especially from where we were around midnight. We were in the 70s. Now seeing some 60s around, probably stay in the low 60s all day today, mostly cloudy. Cloudy tonight, down to about 55, then occasional rain showers for Thursday, high about 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Alexandria, 55 in Kensington, 62 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Yeah, boy, it's 537 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to the Morning Jam on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Come up later this morning. 630. I'm going to stop that whole... that whole rap talk. I'm not going to do that anymore. At 6:35, David Martosko from the Daily Mail will give us his assessment of yesterday's Acela primary. 7:35 brings us Katie McFarland on a huge, and I really do mean huge, foreign policy speech for Donald Trump later today. This could be a game changer for the Trumpster. At 8:05, Todd Eberle, political analyst for the state of Maryland, will give us his take on the Maryland primaries yesterday. And at 8:35, Daniel Hawes of Nova Armory about why he's suing because his gun shop's been shut down. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad.
All right, here's a question that's being asked by a professor at the University of Texas. If you're so smart, why aren't you happy? And his whole thesis, and he goes to a lot of research, and he's written a whole book about it. His whole thesis is that smart people are not as happy as people who aren't quite as smart. And basically, if you are, you know, if you're in the higher your intellect, the more likely it is that you are not going to be particularly happy. Do you find this to be true in your life or around people that you know? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. I'd love to hear your story. Let me just give you sort of the background on all this. The way he makes the argument, and I'm paraphrasing a lot of this for time purposes, but so you're smart and you generally have a pretty good job, a high-paying job. Smart people tend to get higher paying jobs, and they then assign happiness to the amount of money that they make. And that apparently is the moment in which you start to go down the road to ruin as far as happiness goes. Let me just read some of the things that are in this story about this. For people who don't have their basic needs met, like food, shelter, and clothing, money does enhance your happiness. I mean, if you're starving and all of a sudden you have food, that makes you happy. If you don't have the basic needs, yeah, a little money will make you happy. But at some point, it becomes an impediment. The thinking is, okay, up to this point, more money I earned, the happier I was. This must go on to infinity. The more I earn, the more happy I'll be. Research has found that once you start tethering your self-esteem to your bank balance, it starts backfiring. Money is no longer about the freedom it gives you to do the things you want to do, but an end to itself. In other words, you say, well, last year I made this amount. I got to make more next year,
right,
or I'm not successful.
That's right.
And if I'm not successful, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in many cases. I also wonder, this is not in the book, but I also personally wonder if people who have a higher intellect, you know, overthink things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and worry about things too much. You know, I think worry is one of the things that brings people a lot of unhappiness. You worry about things. Well, what if this happens? What will I do? Well, if that happens, what will I do? What are the scenarios that I might face here, there, then down the line here, and you can't really control any of that. And so when the more you worry about that, the more unhappy you are because you're overthinking it.
You think that's what
I think maybe part of it could be. I don't know, but it's very interesting that smart people apparently, according to research, not near as happy as people who don't have as much intellect.
Yeah, and Brian, you know, when I saw this, it struck me as a parent, because what do we do as parents? What's the thing we emphasize with our kids, especially when they get out of middle school and get into high school? All we emphasize with our kids for the most part is what college they're going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not even that. Well, first of all, it used to be, are you going to go to college? And then it's, well, you are going to go to college. Now the question is, what college will you go to? And you got to go to this kind of college instead of that kind of college. And now it's even become, okay, fine, you got into that college, but what's your degree going to be? Because if your degree isn't something that's going to make you all this money, then it's a waste of my money and it's a waste of your time. And we are laying a foundation with our children that this is the most important thing in their life. So if it turns out that that's actually what causes people more unhappiness, maybe we should rethink that if we're really interested in raising happy, healthy children. What struck me about this also, the headline, of course, and the book that this guy wrote is, If You're So Smart, Why Aren't You Happy? But then he immediately starts defining smart with higher education. So I got a problem with that.
Yeah, I do too.
See, this is not, if you're so smart, why aren't you happy? The headline or the title of the book should be, If You're So Educated, Why Aren't You Happy? Because smart and educated isn't necessarily the same thing. And the bottom line here is, I think, whether you have a great education, whether you've got great street smarts, whether you are, you know, not very smart or not necessarily well educated, the root of happiness is gratitude. If your values and your principles are based from a mindset on a daily basis that you are grateful for everything and all of the graces that God have given you. The fact that really basically hardly anyone in this country is going hungry. The fact that despite the infringement on our freedoms, for the most part, everyone in this country does have a heck of a lot of freedom and liberty compared to other countries. If you are grateful for what you have on a daily basis, you're going to be happy. And at that point, you find your happiness in all of the things that you are grateful for. And that is what God has granted you, like your family and like all of the great things in your life. That's the bottom line. If we instill that in our children, and then from there, after that foundation, they can get their education and get their jobs, they're always going to have some level of happiness.
Yeah, he has an interesting little test, and I think it's fascinating. He says, look, I ask everybody this question. If you see a penny on the sidewalk, do you stop and pick it up? In other words, are you one of the people who say, it's not worth my time, it's a penny?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you say, look, a lucky penny.
Right.
I got to pick that up. You know, and do you derive some pleasure from that process?
I love that.
Isn't that an interesting...
Not because of the value of the penny, but just because, ooh, it's something special that I got.
That's an interesting way of looking
at it.
It is. It's 543.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. While significant progress has been made in diagnosing and treating post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries from a decade and a half of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, challenges remain for the wounded and their families. Two military physicians involved in the effort told a Senate panel last week that research is the key for diagnosis and treatment. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Let's face it, you don't drive that beige minivan to turn heads. So it's embarrassing when your brake pads start screeching like a wounded eagle at every stop sign you come to. Right now, you can silence a squeal with a great deal on CarQuest Gold brake pads, courtesy of your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. And when you purchase a set of pads along with two rotors, you can get $15 back by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. Mail and rebate. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple of problems. Let's start Virginia. First on 66 as you head eastbound through Manassas. Of course, we'll see that morning volume, but as you pass 29 Centerville, do watch accident activity. Response still trying to get to the scene. So 66 eastbound in Centerville for the incident, and 95 north heading through Stafford to Aquia. We're bunched up just north of 610. That's where we had the crash. It was crowding the left lane. Again, heavy in Woodbridge. Newington seeing some brake lights as well. 395. The great news is lanes are open, leaving the Beltway. No delay to the 14th Street Bridge. Hang on here. DC 295. Embrace yourself if you come out of Riverdale or Chevrolet. Seeing delays off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Jammed to the three-car crash. Southbound 295 right near Benning Road. On 355 in Bethesda, water main break. Southbound 355 at Cedar Lane. This is inside the Beltway with one left lane getting by. Right now, no delay at this early hour. But northbound lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com and the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds with us, cooler temperatures now, boundaries sinking south. The clouds will stick with us with mild weather this morning, but really relatively cool for this time of year for the daytime high, because it's probably going to occur this morning. As it'll be in the low 60s, probably stay in the 60s all day. Cloudy tonight, mid-50s, occasional rain showers, mid-60s for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
63 degrees right now in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Yeah, we've been watching with great interest this whole drama unfolding over at ABC, over this mid-morning television show they got there, Live with Kelly and Michael. Is that what they call it right now? Live with Kelly and Michael. This, of course, started out as Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. And then when Kathy Lee left, they swapped in a lot of different women, and they landed on Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Live with Regis and Kelly. And then Regis left, and they said, well, that's it, the show's over. But it's done very well with Kelly. And again, they swapped in a lot of different guys, and they landed on
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Hardest working man in
former
television.
Football player. Yeah. Oh, no, wait a second. No, I'll take issue with that. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey has apparently a morning radio show that no one listens to. Plus, but it's national, right? Plus, he's got the Family Feud thing.
Right.
He's got his own talk show. He's got this new TV show where kids come on and say, like, kids say the darndest things, right? Kind of thing. That's three TV shows and a radio show. And, of course, apparently, he hosts beauty pageants. So I got to give Steve Harvey. That kind of schedule is going to catch up to you. But yeah, Michael Strahan, probably second hardest working man in television. And, you know, he got this gig at Good Morning America and a huge rift going on. Kelly Ripa took the week off. She was angry that they hadn't told her. Well, yesterday they reunited. They're back together again. Right? A little peaches and herb thing here. And the idea was, well, listen to what they had to say, because it was just a love fest. Oh, yeah. Don't believe what you hear in the papers.
I am thrilled for Michael.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
I'm thrilled for you.
Sure she is.
This is a tremendous opportunity, and I couldn't be, and we couldn't be prouder of you.
Couldn't you be a little prouder? That was not her first public statement.
No.
Her first reaction was, well, she was very angry at the network, she said.
Right.
You would think her first statement would be, great for you, Michael. Now, network, we have some things that we have to discuss. Anyway, the love fest continued with the gap-toothed wonder.
You love this show, you love the fans, you love the staff, I love you, and I'm so happy you're here because you brought me here.
Yes, and you are staying here while I move on to bigger and better things. Well, don't believe all the love fest, because here's the interesting wrinkle on this story now. The idea was the network wanted Strahan to stay there in his slot at Live with Kelly and Michael
right
through the summer, and then he was going to start Good Morning America after that time. Well, it was announced yesterday that that ain't going to happen, buddy. He gets 2 weeks. They're going to send him off in 2 weeks, and then they will begin the process of swapping in lots of guest hosts all through the summer to see who fits best with Kelly. But do you think that's Kelly Ripa exercising a little bit of her toned muscle there?
Probably so. And I would imagine there is some tension between the talent.
No, they love each other.
No, but that's what they
hear.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But
you love this show. You love the fans. You love the staff. I love you.
All the love, Brian.
No, she said, hit the road, Jack.
All right. You think that's the case. I think that the next 2 weeks on ABC, it's just going to be, there's nothing awkward about it all. It's going to be fantastic. They're going to love each other. And boy, just wait till that final show with Michael, where they drop him out of the top of that building on 66th Street.
Wow.
And land him on top of a Ford Escort. All right, coming up next, it's our man. It's Rush Limbaugh. You know, he should be the one. That would be awesome. He should sit there with Kelly Ripa every day and do be sitting in Michael Strahan's side. Would you watch that show, Kelly and Rush? I would watch
Kelly. I would watch it.
551.
TheHill.com says health insurance companies are very soon going to raise Obamacare premiums because they've been losing too much money. Really? Losing money selling a product the government requires all of us to buy? See, The Hill is worried that the Republicans will use this news to attack Democrats during the election cycle. Now, the article says that many insurers lost money because they didn't charge you enough for their premiums at the beginning of all this. Well, now, whose fault is that? And now they're discovering their insurance pools are smaller and sicker than they originally anticipated. Blue Cross Blue Shield also is complaining. They say that their new Obamacare enrollees had medical costs 22% higher than clients who get their health insurance at work. And earlier this month, United Healthcare announced that they're pulling out of most Obamacare exchanges by the end of next year. By then, their losses may well total over $1 billion. As soon as they announced the pullout, their stock prices went up. Now, the Obama administration claims that new premium increases will be modest, and Hillary Clinton's on the campaign trail praising Obamacare at every opportunity, but she is never confronted by the drive-by media about Obamacare's dismal failure, including the lie that it would reduce healthcare premiums by $2,500. The bottom line, Republicans ought to use Obamacare as a campaign issue, not just because it's good politics, but because Obamacare is literally shrinking our economy and taking opportunity and wealth creation right along with it.
Rush, noon to three.
Psst, listen to me.
Now,
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. And when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Again in Bethesda, we have this water main break on 355 southbound inside the Beltway at Cedar Lane. One lane is open, northbound side completely open. But as the rush hour gets in place, I'm sure these delays will grow. Right now, no delay. So 355 at Cedar Lane, you can currently take it to get through. Let's go, Virginia. 66 eastbound. As you come up to 29 Centerville, you're going to see a bunch of flashing lights here. But over to the right shoulder, they've released all lanes. Slow out of Manassas. 95 Virginia, northbound in Aquia, north of 610 for the crash. Again, it was tough for everyone to get to the left shoulder there, but it looks like they finally just did that a few moments ago. Heading through town, this is one of our difficult starts to the points to the rush hour. DC 295 southbound, the three-car crash at Benning Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler temperatures on the way. If anything, temperatures fall a little bit, and we hold for in the low 60s this morning. We'll probably stay there throughout the day with a cloudy sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 degrees at 5:56.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Bryce Harper.
Close, and it's ball four. What a good at bat.
Patience is a virtue.
Bryce Harper walks again.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin. Wilson Ramos.
Well hit. Base hit.
Hits against lefties. Homers versus righties. Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Messin.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date, and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com, special code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, perhaps the dumbest robber known to mankind. It occurred yesterday in the District of Columbia. We'll tell you about that. Also, David Martosko will go over all of the election results with us.
And a new study shows that, yes, vaping helps adults get off tobacco, but it may be helping teens get on tobacco. So, what do we do? We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL-FM.